Tere! Olete jõudnud kuulama Infosõlm podcasti, kus me üheskoos harutame lahti välispoliitika.
Hi everyone, my name is Rytis. I'm 27 years old. At the moment I'm living in Lithuania. Yeah.
What would you say, how does Lithuania contribute to the European Union, and what benefits does Lithuania get from European Union?
If we would talk about country, then I would say it's like to be in the European Union, it helps for economics, and it's also helps with the security cooperation. And if I would say from my own perspective, then of course it's about easy traveling, and you can work everywhere in Europe freely. So this helps a lot to be in the European Union.
If we are talking a little bit about daily life in Lithuania, what would you say are the biggest problems right now, or that have been problems for a few years now, or what are the main problems that people discuss?
So the main problem would be, I think, war between Ukraine and Russia. So everybody is, on the edge, kind of, because it's really hot. Lithuania is really hot spot at the moment, and we just trying to help as much as possible, and we just staying in touch with the Ukraine and helping, because if it's the war gonna end in the wrong way, then I'm not sure what's gonna happen.
How much do you think that people read the news about Ukraine daily, or how interested people are? Because at least in Estonia, people were more in touch with it in the beginning months, but now not many people read the news about Ukraine anymore, or they're not as much interested about it.
Yeah, I would agree with you that in Lithuania is the same. First month was really, really intense, and everybody, all news was about this war. But now people are still interested. They are still actively helping, and we help a lot. It's still very, very high topic for Lithuania.
But how would you say that, how does Lithuania address the problems with the environment, or how actively these topics are discussed on a daily basis?
I would say that Lithuania should put more effort for it, but now at the moment it's very highly recommended to put sustainable energy, and we get a lot of help from European Union to put solar batteries and stuff like that to be more green. So we still have lots of things to do, but I think we're going on a good track.
Would you say that the spread of misinformation is also a problem, or how would you rank the importance of that particular problem?
Yeah, so with the disinformation, lots of people get confused and lost, because the most important thing when you read news, you need to check the source, and don't just take one source as your opinion. You need to check others, and I also try to read like American like news. So like I would be certain that it's like true, because especially now when the again about the war, that there is lots of trolls in Lithuania, and like Russian puts a lot of disinformation like to confuse people. So yeah, it is a kind of big problem, I would say, at the moment.
But now, if we have talked about problems, then on the contrary, what would you say are the things that Lithuania can truly be proud of, or that you're proud of?
So the first thing, Lithuanians are very proud of language. Yeah, we have very unique language that like there is no like non similar like for.
Do
Yeah,
you want to
sorry.
say something in Lithuanian?
Excuse me?
Do you want to say something in Lithuanian?
Yeah, I can. Sveiki visi. Mes rašinėjom dabar podcastą. Labai malonu kalbėti su Monika. Ir linksmų švenčių visiems ir gražių ateinančių naujų metų. Yeah, and the other things. Yeah, we have very, also very unique culture. Also, and we love our culture, and we try to share with everyone because it's really nice. And other thing, Lithuanians is very proud. In Lithuania, we have joke that basketball is our second religion. So everybody loves basketball, and yeah, so these things would be.
But if I were to be someone who is planning to move to Lithuania or who really wants to move there, what are some things I should consider before moving there?
Yeah, so there is like if you would like to work in Lithuania, so you would need like Lithuanian language, of course, but it also depends on which sector you would like to work. And other thing would be you need to think about the weather, if it would be good for you, because Lithuania has four seasons and they are very, very different. And especially now when all this climate change happening and stuff, it's even for us Lithuanians hard to understand what's going on, because it looks like some like all the seasons moved. And yeah, we just like it's summer is really nice. Like we can get hot days, and the winter can be really, really cold and with lots of snow. And yeah, so you need to think about these things.
Would you say it's possible to live in Lithuania with only knowing English?
Yes. Yes, I would say it's 100%, especially if you're working for non-Lithuanian companies. And like IT sector is most of the English, so it's not going to be a problem. And Lithuania has pretty good percent of people who talks in English. So yeah, should be okay, yeah.
How does the education system work in Lithuania? Do you have 12 grades, or how is it like? How do you get graded, and what's the system there?
So Lithuania have a kindergarten. Then if you want to go start from first grade, and we have like for me, I was studying in one school for 12 years, and our grades is from 1 to 10, whereas 1 is the worst and 10 is the best. And then after 12 years, you have your exams. If you want to, like, where is like some of them are mandatory, like math, English, Lithuanian language, and you need to choose one other, like history or biology, chemistry. And then there is universities, where you need to apply. And yeah.
Maybe my last question would be, what would you say are the most important traditions in your country or in Lithuania?
We have our traditions coming from like long times ago. So now after New Year in February, it's going to be Užgavėnės, or in English, if I'm correct, is Shrove Tuesday. So it's very similar to Americans' Halloween. We are making our masks and we're going to houses and kids ask for candies. And this celebration is meant to move away winter and like celebrate spring. So we're making bonfires. There's like fairs with the traditional foods and dances. Yeah, so it's really nice. We have next to my town, we have like biggest fair in Lithuania. So it's really nice to go and visit. It's really, really cool. And other would be Midsummer Day or Joninės. It's at the end of the June. And it shows the longest day and the shortest night. So also people celebrating with bonfires and yeah, dancing. It's really, really nice also. And we have all others also, like Kaziukas Fair. It's also like spring celebration. Yeah, so there is also like people selling their crafts they're making, and there is like live music everywhere and fairs, so it's really cool.
Thank you so much for being ready to answer our questions today. It was really nice talking with you.
Yeah, thank you, Monica.